this is Meatball Fulton, the guy who wrote Moon Over Morocco. And I also gathered the sounds while traveling about Morocco. For details on all that, recording in Morocco and writing the script and so on, you can check out podcast number 5, Meatballs, Meatballs. Now, there are several versions of this production that are out and about, but this is the original, the complete, and the first ever version. It was offered to radio stations. It played daily, Monday through Friday. It's about 10 hours long, and there's 50 episodes, and they run about 12 minutes each. The only thing that has been added to this is a little tag at the end mentioning our website, zbs.org. So if you've heard a slightly different version of Moon Over Morocco, well, that's tough. This is right from the original master tapes. It's version number 1, and you can't get more pure than that. Virgin, what can I say? Complete. This is it.
Morocco, week 1, Monday.
And now we begin the first episode in our new Jack Flanders adventure serial, Moon Over Morocco. But first, a warning to those of you that have listened faithfully to the Fourth Tower of Inverness. Do not expect Morocco to be anything like what you've heard before. Or when you listen, you'll listen, but will not hear what is here.
He who has burnt his mouth with milk blows on ice cream.
So now sit back. Relax. And you will hear how our story began one afternoon at London Heathrow Airport, as Jack Flanders boarded the Royal Air Maroc jet for Morocco.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bonjour. Nous vous prions de bien vouloir déposer tout bagage de cabine sur vos sièges. Merci. Now, je conseille de vous assurer de vous entendre en jamais en tête comme il est de vous être à la maquette. Shukran.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Captain Sutherland is crew welcome on board. This caravel from Caroline is connecting London Heathrow, Tangier-Bouhaf, Marrakech, Menara, and Agadir Esgan. Our first stop will be Tangier-Bouhaf that we shall reach within 3 hours of flight. We ask you to fasten your seatbelt, straighten at the back of your seat, and refrain from smoking during the takeoff. Tea will be served to you during the flight. Thank you. Mesdames, Messieurs, bonjour. Le commandant Sadala et l'ensemble de son équipage vous souhaitent la bienvenue à bord. Cette caravelle de la compagnie Royal Air Maroc effectue la liaison Londres-Heathrow, Tanger-Bouhaf, Marrakech-Menara et Agadir-Inesgan. Notre première escale sera Tanger-Bouhaf que nous atteindrons après un vol de 3 heures. Et nous vous prions de bien vouloir attacher vos ceintures.
Feet. I will successfully fly over Madrid, Hinojosa, Sevilla, over the Gibraltar Detroit, and the Tangier will be expected at 15 to 7 p.m. Universal time and local time in Morocco. Successively, and wishing you a good flight, and thank you for your attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're beginning our descent to Tangier at the port. For us to pass in your seatbelt, straighten up your luggage.
For you.
No, not today. No. No.
American?
No, thanks.
From Chicago?
No. Maybe some other time.
And had the 47 cities.
Look, maybe we can do it some other time. No thanks.
Snack time in the bar. I had to
go. Not today. No, I've got to go someplace. I have to meet someone.
Match?
Hmm? What?
You have match?
Oh, sure, yeah. Somewhere. I know it's gone from there. Oh, here. You can keep.
Cigarette?
Yeah. Here you are.
You light?
You're giving me back my matches so I can light your cigarette.
You come to Morocco to seek the Masumuda?
I don't understand.
The holy Masumuda.
Who are you?
Do you know who are you?
I don't.
No, you don't.
My name's Kelly, Kasbah Kelly, and I own a bar here in Tangier. The bar's called Kasbah Kelly's. It figures. Kasbah Kelly's is right down by the beach on the Bay of Tangier, and across is the Gates of Hercules and the ever-faithful Rock of Gibraltar. Maybe you better get a map. That's Mojo playing the piano. You'll get to know him as time goes by. Now, a lot of what I'm going to tell you ain't necessarily going to be the truth. I figured you may as well know that up front. So if one day you visit Morocco and find out it's not anything like what I told you it was, that is your big fat problem. You understand? You step outside the door, and you can hear the ocean. Smell it, too. This country's got a great smell. Those dry, scented winds of inland Morocco. The fig trees, the cedar wood and mint beds. Here in Tangier, it's eucalyptus, flowers and spices and dry earth. And here on the beach, it's the ocean. You can smell it, can't you? If you allow yourself to. And as you hear, there's fog this time of year. Just down here by the bay, but not up there behind me. The whole city is hills, just like San Francisco. I come from San Francisco. A long time ago, I come from a San Francisco that doesn't exist anymore. Though it never did exist, except maybe for a few of us.
It was the fantastic drowse and drum hum of lum mum afternoon, nothing to do. Old Frisco with end of land sadness.
Casbah Kelly?
Right.
Jack Flanders. Glad to meet you.
This is Mojo Sam, the Udo man.
Hi, how are you?
Crazy, give me some skin.
The Udo man?
Mr. Kelly, he used that name, not me.
Well, what's Udo mean?
That's part yoga and part voodoo.
I calls myself the Udo man, Mojo Sam, the Udo man. And my friends, they come up to me and say, hey, Udo man, your parrot, he leave a little you-do on your shoulder there. He. So only Mr. Mr. Kelly here, calls me you-do man.
So you know a little bit about voodoo, huh?
Voodoo?
I see.
This here is Africa.
Kelly, I take it you got my letter.
Right.
Well, the two of you may be a great deal of help to me. I mean, for my expedition.
Expedition?
Yeah, I guess you didn't see my letter, but...
Stonehenge!
Yeah. You did read my letter.
No.
Well, in my letter I wrote about my studies of Stonehenge and Woodhenge, and the stone circles and pre-Druid crosses and markers that can be found all over the British Isles. Well, to get to the point... I believe there's something so basic, so primitive here in this land, Africa, Morocco, and in these people. I mean, there's a raw energy alive here that's been lost in the West. It once existed in England in ancient times, but... Well, the people here are so alive, awake. Their eyes, their senses.
Like a dog.
Yeah, you could say that. Like animals. They seem to have an instinct we've lost.
That's probably true. There's a saying here, the understanding of an Arab is in his eyes.
Hmm. Yes.
Excuse me.
That girl there.
Hmm?
At the bar.
Yeah.
Who is she?
No idea.
When did she arrive?
Who knows? She's been coming in for maybe a week, 2 weeks, every evening. She sits at the bar, keeps to herself. Do you know her?
No.
Divorcee.
Hmm.
Yeah, they often come here to Morocco. Lonely, looking for Casablanca, as though it ever existed.
Didn't it? They're Moors, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's out of the Middle Ages. To them, it's an insult. Calling a Moroccan a Moor is like calling someone a kike.
Hmm, I see. But it's all right to refer to Moorish, like Moorish architecture.
Yeah, sure.
I see. Tell me, what makes this country so mysterious?
I don't know. I don't ever want to know. If I knew why, it wouldn't have its mystery. It's like as soon as you know why you're in a country, it ceases to have a mystery for you, and if it doesn't have a mystery, why live in it?
Well, I don't agree.
Well, all that hocus-pocus stuff you've been doing over at Stonehenge has brought you to Morocco, but do you know why?
Sure. I'm simply looking for a vehicle that will take me through the gates. You know what I mean?
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
The Pythagoreans reproduced the sonic patterns of the universe by means of strings stretched between posts. Each string was of varying length and thickness, determined by the relative size and distance of the celestial bodies. So using this scale, the distance between the Earth and the Moon is the same distance as between the two Woodhenge centers, or one tone.
So...
Well, Woodhenge itself appears to have been an enormous stringed musical instrument, laid out according to the plan of the universe. In other words, Countess...
It played the music of the spheres.
Exactly. Celestial harmony.
Oui, oui.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.